With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A legal fight over the release of audio and video recordings and other records related to the 2022 shooting at a grade school in Uvalde, Texas, is now coming closer to an end. Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District and Uvalde County now expected to release the records possibly as early as this coming week. Hundreds of people have been evacuated north of Los Angeles because of the latest wildfire. There have been no reports of any fatalities and only a few minor injuries. It is a much different situation in the south of France right now. 1,400 crew members battling that huge fire. At least one person has been killed. Authorities say at least 25 people injured, and that includes 19 firefighters. This is SRN News. From Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed the planned summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Zelensky stated that any peace deal excluding Kyiv would lead to dead solutions. Any decisions that are against us, any decisions that are without Ukraine, are at the same time decisions against peace. They will not achieve anything. In a recent statement posted to Telegram, Zelensky said Ukraine's territorial integrity, enshrined in the Constitution, must be non-negotiable. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
In the meantime, President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will be meeting now. They'll hold talks coming up Friday, meeting in Alaska. Three people have been shot and killed in a home in Dallas overnight. No arrests have been made. This is SRN News. Well, a lot of pastors apparently are having a lot of problems these days.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, several elite colleges around the nation making deals with the Trump administration, offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools such as Columbia and Brown have reached agreement to resolve federal investigations, that into campus anti-Semitism, also DEI programs, and the promotion of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. A former National Security Advisor, Robert O'Brien, says President Trump is dedicated to increasing the U.S. naval fleet.
A big part of the BBB was a massive increase in shipbuilding budget and funds. And so between that and his executive order, which he signed in March, calling for a return to American dominance in shipbuilding for the Navy, for the Coast Guard, but also commercial shipbuilding, he's really put an effort into it. He understands how important it is, and I think we're going to have a renaissance in American shipbuilding.
O'Brien was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Major tourist attraction in western North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains apparently is going to be demolished later this month. Lake Lure Flowering Bridge sustained severe damage from Hurricane Helene last year. It collapsed on one end. More details at srnnews.com.